Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun, FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series, Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what is most obviously very crucially important. Today on This Is Important...
Oh, strangle my nuts. I just want to feel something.
Watch me hang from this pole!
My whole life, I've had zero desire to do the splits.
Wait, what did you beat up a special needs kid, Anders?
Let's go!
We're back!
We are back!
Okay, so wait, what? You?
Okay, yeah, we were just saying.
You had, I'm confused, because you said you had the Crow soundtrack, and you said that the Foo Fighters is on that? Is that, there goes my hero?
No.
Not the Crow. Varsity Blues. Varsity I mentioned Blues. Varsity Blues.
Yes.
Oh, dude, I was like, I don't think Foo Fighters are on the Crow, bro.
But so like, I was like, did you know I had that soundtrack? Because I do have that soundtrack, but I have it in a very strange way that made me think weirdly about myself in high school.
Ooh.
I got interviewed by like the school radio show, right?
Nice, dude. Your first brush with fame.
Yeah, because yeah. About my like swimming whatever.
Prowess.
Legacy.
Yeah. Legacy.
Let's just say fastest in history for 2 years.
Really?
Wow.
Oh beautiful. My God! Toasty.
So somebody went way faster than me 2 years later. But
that's okay. You had 2 years.
Hey, 2 years, dude.
Yeah,
exactly. Better than I did.
Thank
that's
you.
That's a great run.
And he was like, I'm having you on today. I like to give a gift to my guests. I'm giving you the Varsity Blues soundtrack because like you're like a jock and stuff.
That's like...
cool. He said jock and stuff.
And I was like yeah, this is a football move. Like I'm like, because swimming is sure it's a sport, but it's a very, not only is it a different like, it's just different than like being a baseball player or a basketball player or a football player.
Sure.
Because the mindset in especially a high school where like the social like hierarchy, it doesn't matter like that, right? You don't walk around
you're
the
not
school
pulling,
like
you're not pulling a ton of chicks from the swim team.
No. Hmm. And it doesn't matter, right? Like people hear you
well,
swim.
Well, now I'm not gonna let you go there because swimming is so important to our world. That's why
yeah, okay.
Wait.
You're just talking in general, like humans if we fall in water.
Well yeah. maybe it's different in California, but I will say in the Midwest, no one gives a shit about swimming. It's so far down the rung of sports that you even care about.
In terms of popularity.
But, Adam, I don't know if it's...
They're fucking dorks.
Adam's like,
man.
I saw the chess club beat up the swim team one time.
Bully.
But he gave me this album, and it was such a miss for me that I was like, yeah, okay, for sure. But it did have that Foo Fighters song on it, which is a jam.
Yeah, it does. It's got My Hero.
And Foo Fighters raw.
Yeah, but wait, well, hold on. How did swimming males, I mean, even the females, like swimmers' bodies are fucking hot as fuck.
We're not going to get into it right now.
No, I know. This is what I'm tripping about. I'm tripping about that too.
Like after Wayo of last week.
Wait, what was it? I can't remember last week. Go ahead.
Wayo.
Wayo. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You've been Wayo.
Watch our new show, Wayo.
I was so drunk that episode.
Then you lead off with swimmers' bodies, at least the male, are so hot.
Dude, like, I'm glistening.
What is hotter than a male swimmer, dude? Our USA team?
Male football player.
No, I
don't know.
Their bodies are insane.
Maybe a female swimmer.
No, but he's just saying, like, from the perspective of hot. No gender, no nothing.
The muscle cut on a male swimmer. Mm-hmm. Like, their muscles. The gutters.
But this is high school, so not a lot of them are that shredded yet.
Exactly. It was just me.
Oh, that's what it is.
Durs, were you the only one that swam collegiately?
From
high school. That means college, right?
No, there was
I don't know.
Good word, Adam.
I had a teammate, shout out John Phillips Bourne, who swam at Kenyon, which is a Division III, like, dynasty.
Yeah, but you were the big dog.
No, but they're a dynasty, and he was fast, okay. And he was good. All right. And then younger than me, there were young bloods that were, like, legit fast, who, like, won Big Tens and stuff.
Were they hot?
Obviously.
Blake, you met them. They're sexy.
All right. Well, you don't need to hype up your whole school. I'm trying to hype you up. I'm trying to hype you up, dog. Were you the big swinging dick in that pool? Packed in your Speedo dick in that pool.
Have you seen it?
Bundled up tightly.
Yeah, you tightly coiled cock in your Speedo.
Stuffed in. Nylon wrapped. By the way, in high school, I wore a size 26.
Oh, that was your Speedo. Jean size?
Speedo.
That's your jeans?
Speedo.
Oh, is that the same as jeans, though?
So what does that mean?
It'd be like if you had a size 26 jeans on.
Okay, that's fucking thin, bro. That's fucking thin, bro.
Oh, my God. You are nothing but bones.
I've never been that thin, dude.
You wear like a 32 waist jeans, but you put on a size 26 Speedo. Like, it was... A whole thing.
Oh, so you're really coiled in.
Got nothing but organs and muscles, you know?
Oh, my God.
Very shagadelic.
Okay, so, but you were the hot chick.
Like, people knew you around
fastest,
high school.
He said fastest in history.
But Adam, again, I was on the swim team.
I know. But did like, weird guys come to watch you? You know how, like, there's always, like...
swim fans.
You know, so now, some, there who's some, been like, layout? Really great baseball players and really great... Yeah. Football players at my high school. So right. There would be like weird guys that would just come that are not affiliated with the school at all, that are like just 50-year-old men who like either went to the school years and years and years ago or just like came around because they like watching the sport.
Do you love
it? Were there ever like weird guys at the side of the pool just watching you stroke that water?
Not really. There were a couple people would come back and like watch a couple meets or whatever because we were pretty That's good. Weird. But when I went to college, right?
The same guy followed you to watch you.
And I was like, there he is. Do I fuck this guy? Do I put him on Wayo? What are we doing?
Can I get him on Wayo?
So I had a homie on the football team, and he was like,
yes, mommy.
He was like, so like at a swim meet, like, what do you guys got? You got like 5,000, 3,000 people watching you. And I'm like, at a dual meet, like a college between another college. And this is Division I. Like, we were a top 20 team. It would be like 20 of your parents and then like a couple girlfriends.
Wait, you had 20 parents? Oh, 20 collective parents.
and this is like a guys and girls meet together. Like nobody came to
So wait,
to
what
this.
Was that total? 20 plus 20? So like 40 people?
Like 40 parents and then like a couple boyfriends and girlfriends to be like.
Yeah, so it sucks. It's like two classrooms of
And he people. Was like, he's like, because we play for like 85,000. So I assume there's like only 5,000 for you guys. I'm like, no, dude. It's like It sucks. No one wants to go to a swimming pool.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Well, no, but the swimming is really fun to watch during the Olympics. That's one of the most thrilling things on the Summer Olympics.
It's definitely better televised because I've been to a few swim meets in my day. I come from a line of swimmers. My mother and father
and
swam.
Jealous.
My
Kyle, please talk about it.
My uncle swam. My uncle coached Olympic medalist Matt Biondi. Oh,
wow.
So I was around it growing up.
And if you don't know who Matt Biondi is, get your fucking Google on.
Dude, okay. He's the man. He's a swimmer. He's a swimmer. He's
a good swimmer.
We can just tell you right now. He
was
swimmer.
A fast
I don't even
swimmer.
Have to pick up the phone. I'm pretty sure he was a good swimmer.
He got like eight golds or something.
He's a good swimmer.
He's one of the most decorated Olympians in swimming history. 6'8", and he played water polo.
Hot as
oh, dude, he played water polo.
Back
yes.
to Blake
My dad
hot
played hella water polo, man. Yeah. My dad was a water polo dude. So, yeah. Swimming is better televised than it is in person, because in person it's very hard to know what you can't see what's going on. You can't tell,
right?
You're
it's
not,
kind of an underwater sport.
You can't see. Okay, sure.
Yeah, 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 there's a lot. Yeah.
Well, what do you mean you sit up in the bleachers?
No,
you look down.
Adam,
you
can,
no,
it's
Adam,
all very small.
You can see the bleachers, Adam, but you can't see it.
It's all very small. It's hard to check it out.
Well, I think
it's,
maybe Kyle, you've been blind your whole life.
Right. Well,
yeah,
this is when they get your eyes dialed in, because I know if I sat in the bleachers, Durst says there's 40 people there. You can sit wherever you want.
You got a good seat. Wait, dude, when we went to South by Southwest, listen to this. When we went to South by Southwest the first time, we were in Austin at the same time as this huge swim
when South
meet.
By was fucking good.
Oh
by the
yeah,
way. Go ahead.
Called the Texas Invitational, right?
Texas.
I wake up super hungover after Wee Rage, and I go to this swim meet. That's like one of the biggest meets of the year.
Oh yeah, I remember you doing this. I remember thinking this is absolutely insane.
And no one's there. There's a few hundred people, but I go straight to the front and
that's
I go, yo, and I like see my swim coaches. They're like, what are you doing here? I'm like, I'm on a TV show. I made it. they're okay. just like, and they're, right. by the way, they're super busy. They're like, oh, great. And you're here? I'm like, I can't let go of the sport.
You want a Lone Star? I've only drank half of it.
Can I swim on a relay, please?
Well, that's what is cool about swimming is you swam at the collegiate level, Wisconsin, big school. So you, like, it was a real swim. It was a real thing that you were doing, but it's not like you were an Olympian. You know what I mean? It's not like you were.
Were you even close?
No, never made trials.
Yeah,
never
it's not like
trials.
You were even close. It's not like you were that great at all.
No, I mean, he was a very great swimmer, but then now Durs can walk. Walk to right up to the biggest swim meet in the fucking country and stand right by the pool, stand on the deck. People love him.
Well,
you know, I played baseball when I was a kid.
Right.
I can't just go down to Dodger Stadium and try to walk into the dugout.
I think you could.
I mean? I bet you could.
I bet you could. Yeah.
You sang the national anthem. I think you could.
I think it's a little different, but I think you could.
Yeah, I think it wouldn't be as
it's
easy.
It's a different level. It's a different level.
Okay,
like,
but
I can
who
talk
else,
shop with people.
Who else in... What other celebrity represents for swimming? Is there anybody else?
Well, I don't want to get into it because then I get super jealous.
What do you mean?
I will say, so Kevin
get
Hart,
into it, bro.
Kevin Hart swam for Philadelphia Parks and Recreation, which is like a historically dope swim club. They've been around forever. Mm-hmm. The Kevin Hart.
Wait, the little comedian.
Adam.
Yes. Sure.
He was
very successful comedian.
His body is so little.
Hold up.
What? But that's great.
But it's also very hot, dude, which goes back to my point.
I'm guessing he's got decent underwaters.
Yeah.
Okay. I always
matter?
Just thought swimmers were long and lean.
That's true.
Yeah, but there's a whole
like
host of people out there that are not that tall that have good underwater dolphin kicks, and that kind of helps them out.
Okay.
Kevin is not just not that tall. He's very small.
Yes.
I tower over him and I'm pretty small.
Yeah. Well, I guess that just proves he was working hard out there.
Yeah.
He was working fucking hard. That's what it sounds like.
I'm not trying to offend him.
Well, I think anybody of all shapes and sizes can have fun in the pool and can set records. Okay.
Okay. I'm just very surprised that he is he was such a great swimmer.
Does it matter if you're tall? Because
I don't know how good he was. I know that he swam competitively.
Okay.
Weird, wild stuff.
The next one bothers me because he was fast.
Okay.
He's
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
No, but it's close. It's close. God, if he swam. No, but you know what? He does the Malibu Triathlon, and I got to fucking smoke him this year. Yeah, I'm going to do it just to smoke him.
Oh, get your ass to the triathlon, bro. Yeah.
Get it.
I will be there.
Your boobs are huge.
Now I'm blanking on this dude's name, but he's the star of Justified.
Who the fuck is
Walton Goggins?
Not Walton Goggins. Other dude.
Oh, Kurt Russell's the handsome son. Guy. The handsome guy. Boy?
Yeah.
Handsome Kurt guy. Son?
What's his name? No. Let's see here. Let me do a little Google search.
You guys think about his name while I tell this story, because I saw him at like an FX or a Netflix party, and I'm like, I gotta go up to this guy and talk swimming.
Timothy Oliphant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, legend.
Super handsome. Wow. Legend. Like, basically, like, everything I want to be.
Wow. Yeah, he has that hot-ass swimmer's bod, too. Yeah, you can see it. Yeah.
So hot. Very funny. I don't know if you guys saw him in Girl Next Door. Very funny.
Oh, yeah. Wow,
Oh, yeah. We love Girl Next Door.
Yeah, I could gobble. And I go up to him, and I'm like, what's Durst up, hey? My name's Anders. I'm an actor too. He's like, very cool. All right, like entertaining it. And I go,
oh, I bet he's so dope.
I know you swam at. I think he swam at USC.
I can swim, yeah.
And I go, and he goes, yeah. Like, why do you know this? Like, oh, like I swam, and like, dude, you're a fucking actor. I'm an actor. We both swam. Like, I just had to say what's up. And he puts his hand on my shoulder. And he goes, and I don't know if it was this, but I'll give it to him. He was like, and you did it. And was like, bam, and like turned away.
Zip it.
So no love, dude.
Damn. How drunk were you?
And I'm not shitting on him.
No, you're not mad at it. That's a perfectly reasonable response.
But I was
response.
For sure drunk enough to go up to a guy and go like, swim actor?
Yeah.
You would almost think that is a deep enough of a cut that there'd be like a brotherhood there.
I was hoping, but then it was just like, this is not going anywhere. And I was, and if he was slower than me, I'd be like, well, fuck that guy. But he was faster.
Yeah, what's his time?
God.
What's his time?
I think he was like a 200 IM guy, which is different than me. Shit. I didn't do that, but he was quick.
Individual medley, right? That's what it
right.
is?
Yeah. Yeah, you do every stroke. Yeah.
Is there an order? What's the order?
You know, I think he was a sick backstroker, and he's got those backstroke shoulders, guys.
What are those look like?
Narrow.
Anders, what is the order of the IM? What is the order of it? Is it
butterfly, backstroke, breaststroke, freestyle?
Every time.
And by the way, the luggage you use on the swim deck.
I wasn't sure if you could switch it up. I wasn't sure if you could do like your freestyle first.
You're not allowed to switch it up, which is controversial because they think that breaststrokers have an advantage. And the luggage you use on deck.
No, yeah. I remember.
Let's talk about this new piece of luggage I just got. Okay?
Dude, you guys, hey, you do need to check out this fucking Tumi ad. It's unfucking real. It's got like, it's got people parkour.
I'm speaking my language.
Dude, okay. Tumi has released this new luggage. It's like black and neon green. And this shit is just so cool.
Be quiet.
But the commercial has people parkouring. They are parkouring with roller bags. It's epic.
Which, how come none of us can parkour? That fucking sucks, dude.
For me, it's my athleticism. I can't, my knees would explode.
Wait a second.
Break.
Didn't we freestyle
walk?
Did
you guys not do gymnastics in middle school and high school?
Or freestyle walk in high school?
Like when you had gym, it was like you do soccer, then you do this, and then you do gymnastics and whatever. Like,
no, I don't think.
You guys never hit the pummel horse?
I don't think they made us do gymnastics.
You never did the vault?
No.
We had to do this. Yes, absolutely we did.
I love that shit, dude.
We had to do gymnastics?
Yeah, I love that
shit. Yeah, you'd run and fuck around with it. Yeah, we had to do gymnastics.
You sure?
Yes, Blake. We would drag it out of the closet and we would set it up and then we would do it.
Drag what out of the closet?
I used to be able to do backflips and
if
shit.
If Kyle had to do gymnastics, that means you had to do gymnastics, Blake.
Would you have to drag out a closet,
no,
bitch?
No, Blake was busy doing the rope climb like just
all I remember is that the rumor was is that if you brought out the little spongy floor mat, it had ringworm and I didn't want to fucking touch that shit.
That's wrestling,
That's wrestling, Flair.
You're in a completely different place.
When you do gymnastics, you have the same mat out there.
No, you don't.
They don't have a different mat. It's
when you're doing a floor routine.
What? They have the, it's like a bouncy carpet.
What are you talking about, dude?
Bouncy carpet?
Yeah, it's like a, the whole floor is a carpet.
So wait, so your school, how much money did your guys' school have that they had a different floor to bring out for?
Bro, we had like 12 gyms. My school is humongous.
Jesus
dude,
Christ.
We had a whole gymnastics gym.
Oh my God.
Dude, when I was back home, I just did a random.
You can find
random...
me in the gymnastics gym, bro.
Cool guy over here.
You can find me on the parallel bars, yeah. Bro.
I'm on the ring, bitch. Oh, where am I?
You guys
I
did
I'm on the ring. You can find me doing sit and reach, bro.
What? Yeah, the sit and reach, bitch.
Do you guys remember the presidential fitness test? I got in second place every year because I like was doing physical.
I already know who you lost to.
I was
to.
Doing physical therapy every
Mike McCoy.
No, every day, and I couldn't be beat, dude. I was so flexible. And then this kid who couldn't feel his legs, he was in a wheelchair, could just bend himself in half.
Why are you dogging on your people?
He would bend himself in half and destroy me every year, man.
Adam, just give it to him, man. Let him
he has it. He has
Wait,
it.
Hang on
he
a second. It. You were in a wheelchair. How do you think you got second, player?
No. This was after the wheelchair.
But
this
it was is, in oh. you. It was cemented.
Yeah, well, I was very flexible at this point. It was years of physical therapy. But yes.
Wow. Cemented. Did you have to use cemented?
Oh, I didn't cry about it.
It was cemented. That is true.
Yeah, did you have to say cemented?
Cemented.
Did
truck.
You have to?
Come on, man.
The fuck, man? That's
that was
fun.
Rough.
Did you have to say Wait, it?
Oh, I didn't even catch that one.
Yes, points!
Like, you got to let him have that, right? Like,
Adam, are you talking specifically about
I'm not lording it over him, but I'm saying I was very good. I was very good at it.
The fact that you brought it up is the fact, like, you're lording it.
Did it bother me in the moment? Yeah. You know, I was trying to win the damn thing.
Just
he comes
it.
Out of nowhere. I didn't even know he was going to do it because he's not doing a lot of the other exercises.
Right. You thought you had it in the bag.
Well, because when I was in a wheelchair, I was too injured. I couldn't even go.
Ladies, come watch me do the sit and reach. I think you're going to like what you see.
They wouldn't even allow me in the gym. And then I regain my strength and I'm back in the gym and I'm like, look at
they
me go.
They wouldn't let you in the gym?
No, they said it was a insurance issue that I couldn't go in
Adam,
the gym because
I'm so sorry to tell you this. They just didn't like you.
Yeah, well, it was my middle school. They both my legs were directly out in front of me. So if anything hit them, it was really painful.
Okay.
So obviously middle school was a disaster zone for me.
Sure.
That one teacher who said fuck you on the last day of school was like, don't let him leave.
that was high school.
I would have loved to see Adam with like his legs straight out just doing rope climbs like fucking a Marine.
That would be sick.
I would have loved that too.
Just body in an L.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard for that a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one.
Holy crap.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts.
Frickin' sweet! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/important. That's mintmobile.com/important. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/important. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time is a luxury for us, especially if you're a mom. That's why we need a skincare routine that's easy, fast, and gives us results. Plus, what if your products had thousands of five-star reviews, were natural and affordable? Well, say hello to Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Not sure where to start? I highly recommend the Work System. It's everything you need in one powerful package. Take out the guesswork with a proven routine that includes a gentle yet effective cleanser, a super skin toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. See what everyone is raving about. From serum sets to the always sold-out retinol alternative TBT cream, you'll find your perfect skincare match. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to DimeBeautyCO.com for 20% off with code GETDIME. That's Dime BeautyCO.com, code GETDIME for 20% off.
Hey, TII Nation, we know your sex life is important, but that your schedule is also very busy. You don't have time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. But now, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door.
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper.
The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. If ED's getting you down, it's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated.
Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/this is. That's Hims.com/this is for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/this is. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Adam, are you still pretty flexible? Can you do the splits and stuff?
Wait. Oh.
Well, I do. I'm pretty flexible. I can still kind of do the splits.
Wait. Oh.
I can't. Wait. But my.
How's your dick taste?
Wait. Oh.
For Bumper, the Pitch Perfect spin-off show that I did in Germany, there was the first day of rehearsal or of shooting, and I kicked my leg up. Tore my top dick muscle.
Yeah, classic.
Wait, what? You're what?
that's just your groin.
It's like, no, it's so low in my abdomen that it's basically my top dick.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I felt weird because it's my first day and everyone's like.
Top dick? Like the base? Where the.
Like, here, I'll show you.
Yeah, show us.
Like the base? Like where your dick comes
like
out of?
Like the fupa.
Like, here it is.
Oh, hey. We got an exclusive. Oh, like, no, right, you're going to have to pull it down. That's just looks like black.
Oh, there it is. You're going to want to YouTube it.
Okay. So kind of upper thigh?
That part of my body always gets so tight.
Yeah, but still on the abdominals. But it just went, it went ping. And then it hurt so fucking bad. And then it's like, I'm just meeting these German people. This is the first day of shooting. And they're like, what is hurting you? And I'm like basically rubbing my cock.
My schwanker. In front of
them. I'm fine.
The top of my schwanker. Damn, bro.
Man, yep. I've never been flexible.
Yeah, so I am still flexible, but it, not in the same way that I was. I couldn't do all the same moves that I could in the first
time. What, Kyle? I've never been flexible. I could never do the splits. I always want to. My brother could do the splits.
Why did
your
you
brother
want
does
to?
The splits?
Yeah.
We'll talk about why his brother can do the splits.
I have zero desire to do the splits.
My brother did a lot of gymnastics.
Well, no, your brother was a hockey goalie.
Yes.
My whole life, I've had zero desire to do the splits.
Why?
Hey, dude. Hey,
I'll put in this book. Would you ever want to do the splits?
Where?
Dude, all I know is when you're at a wedding and you're on the dance floor and you're thinking maybe there's scouts in the audience, you practice your splits.
You do, for sure.
Know what I mean?
You know?
And even when you're practicing in your own just house, you think, maybe somebody's watching this.
There could be a scout.
But just for like experiences, why not? Why would you want to just not have that experience your
Sometimes
whole life?
Sometimes life is about the things you can't do.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting.
Can we get one more example?
Just one more example. Like what?
Let me
what else?
Like swimming and splits.
Yeah, like the backstroke. Like, I can't do the backstroke.
I bet you could. I bet you could if you tried.
I bet the splits feel hella good. Like front splits, not side splits. Like front splits.
What do you think it feels like? Describe it.
I think it's euphoria.
The one I could do is where I tuck my one leg back. It's like the jazz splits. So it's not a full that.
I've seen you do that. That's like your jumping split, right?
Yeah. Where I jump up and jump into it.
Basically land on your knees.
But both knees are forward, right? Or is it one knee back?
No. It's tucked back.
Yeah, it's like a rock star split.
You're basically kind of landing on your leg. Yeah, it's rock star splits.
It's Prince. It's James Brown. It's like, yeah.
But
yeah.
Both knees are forward. Both knees are forward.
Yes, it's a quick fall and a drop, and you can actually pop back up when you're the best at this.
That I like that. Like when you watch like old James Brown dancing shit and he's like, wow, wow.
I tore my meniscus at our house, I believe on my 21st birthday.
Oh,
doing
I think so.
That move. And I came back up and someone has this video because I saw it the next day where you see my knee go,
uh-uh.
It goes, wiggle. And then you see me grimace. And dance through the pain. Like, I just kept dancing.
I love it. This guy's got no quit, and I love it.
I just kept dancing. And then I woke up the next day with my fucking knees all swollen, and I, like, kind of forgot that I had hurt myself, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Right.
That's what happened, Kyle?
Yeah, you got to wrap it up.
Yeah, that's wild.
What else did you have to do in that, what was it, presidential test? What did you call it?
The shuttle run, right?
What's the shuttle run?
It's where you had to pick up those blocks on either side of each other.
Yeah.
That was legit hard.
That's like some American Gladiator shit.
And then we had to do a rope climb. We also had to do pull-ups.
Pull-ups.
And was it also the little wooden pegs into the board where you're like...
No, that's warrior shit.
That's hella advanced.
That was some ninja warrior shit.
50-yard dash and then the mile.
Wasn't one of the things like if you couldn't do pull-ups, you could just hang for as long as you could?
Yes, but I guess I
well,
heard about that.
I think
that,
that was the kids that couldn't do pull-ups. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what else was on it?
Yeah, because it's all sit and reach.
You just had to do 15 pull-ups.
You didn't have to do your max?
Well, I think it was a max.
15 was like the max. If you did 15, you got like an
A. Yeah, imagine a kid just busting 15.
I think you had to do like 100-yard dashes and stuff too. I think all the running you had to get
50-yard dash, mile, and shuttle run.
Yeah.
I love that Durth remembers it. I just remember like sit and reach and pull-ups.
He's training his children to fucking destroy these events.
Can I just tell you? Didn't remember anything else. So this was it.
Yes, sir.
This was it. I remember that people read James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, great book.
Maybe, I don't know.
So 15 pull-ups in a row is pretty good even for an adult. Like
15 is tough.
Yeah, but as an adult, it's harder. It's like when you're a kid, you weigh no pounds.
That's
right.
True.
Sure, but you're still like, I feel like I did not get 15. I bet I got way less than that.
I don't know if I did.
I remember the gymnastics girls would like kip the pull-ups and you're like, is this
I remember I tried to do that. Is that when you like go up the bar?
No, that's a muscle up. I'll post that right here.
Muscle up one time. It fucking ruined my elbow. It was terrible.
You could probably do one. I bet you do a bunch of pull-ups, right?
I can do pull-ups, but muscle ups fuck my shit up.
Can I tell you something? I guarantee you could do it.
See, I love that about you. Thank you, brother.
He's a trainer. You gotta train him.
I also know my take back for today. But yeah, you could do it.
I would actually like that. That like hang, just hang instead of doing like a pull up. I would like to see how long I could actually just hang.
Hang for 100 seconds is tough.
Is it?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be very tough, I think. Well, just hanging like a dead drop, or yeah, just like up like
no.
Chin up
here,
the bar
like this.
100 seconds.
Yeah, hang for
fully extended.
Hang for 100 seconds. There, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Kyle, remember at Christian camp when they had the competition?
Yes, sir.
Remember at Christian camp? This dude was busy making out in the hallways and smoking, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You are probably fucking.
Kyle's out there fucking. Blake's like, watch me hang from this pole.
No, yeah, we didn't hang. What
it's
we did
God's
was
penis.
What did we do?
Everybody, you grabbed a chair and you had to hold the chair out in front of you, like straight arm.
Oh,
lock
yes
your elbows. Yeah, you had to see how long you could hold the chair.
Yo, you guys were fucking bored.
No, dude, yeah, because Jesus will let you hold it longer.
Oh my God.
No, was it wasn't that, even oh like God, a. It wasn't faith based.
It was just something to do. It was out of boredom. Durst nailed it. That we were bored as fuck at Christian Cramp.
Thank you, God.
They're like, yo, I forgot the Super Nintendo. Watch this. All right, guys, if you can hold this chair for 20 seconds, you're going to heaven.
Oh, my God.
I got you, bro.
Admittedly, do kids nowadays ever do shit like that, or is it all on iPads and iPhones?
Dude,
like,
totally.
I don't know. I'm not around kids. I'm asking you guys. Because I was thinking that today, like, all the dumb shit I would do, like,
yeah,
I would collect all of like my baseball and basketball cards, and then for fun, I would categorize them differently.
Yeah, yeah. I used to flip through cards so much.
Yes. Depending on the day, I'd be like, "Hey, I'm doing all tops and all Donruss together," and then it'd be like, "I'm gonna go put all the players together," and then yes, it's like, "I'm doing alphabetical order or whatever the fuck."
Yeah,
what the fuck? I loved
that. And
that
was like
shit,
my fun thing for the day. My dad thought I was a psychopath.
Yeah.
It's just part of being human.
But I bet now if you just gave me an iPad and I was the same age, I'd just be playing Fruit Ninja or whatever.
Yeah. It's a little bit of both. I mean, my kids do all sorts of organizational shit, right? Like they're like, I'm going to organize my Legos today. And you're like, amazing. I'm going to go drink 9 drinks.
Yeah.
Nine. Cool. That's where I stopped. That's where I stopped.
Off, comedy callback from last week.
I'm taking the edge off.
I'm going to go take the edge off real quick.
Sometimes they go to other kids' houses and everybody just like jumps on their iPads and they're bummed. You know,
yeah,
when I'm
that's
like,
a trip.
I'm like, and then I got to like intervene and be like, we're all going to play 500 or football or whatever the fuck it is. Outside.
And they're like, ew,
what's 500?
Kind of.
What's,
you got to motivate them. 500 for like somebody.
What do you mean? What's 500?
You throw the ball and like everyone's there to catch it and you call out the number. And they
you call out 100.
Oh, right. And right,
then
right,
50.
Right, right, yes.
And then every yeah once in a while you call it and you go negative 100. And then
right, wait,
they have to like, oh no.
They go, they do this move where they're like.
Is that basically like three flies up, but with math?
Sure. Yeah. Moving on. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Kyle, because I never played 500. What the fuck is that?
Bullet. You never played 500? That never came to the West Coast?
West Coast.
So. West Coast.
Hold on. He just said West Coast.
I know. And my posture got better when yeah I said it, too. I went, West yeah Coast.
We played three flies up.
And what is yeah that?
Three flies up is you catch three balls and then you get to.
And then you
be
get
the
to
guy
fly
who throws
that,
it.
That's, yeah, that's piggy throw bounce out, right? Is that somebody batting
piggy
that?
Piggy bounce out? You're joking.
Nobody played piggy bounce out?
I don't know piggy bounce out. I was there for the 500.
What is piggy bounce
hey
out?
Slide into Blake's DMs and tell him you know about piggy bounce mine out. Yeah, fuck you.
Hey, Durst, you got to stop doing that, man.
I don't give a fuck.
Too many people are sliding in my DMs with dumbass shit.
Block them.
Dude, slide into Blake's DMs. Hit him up fuck about it piggy bounce out.
What is piggy bounce out?
Piggy bounce out is yeah essentially
like, sounds like a horse strip club.
Somebody's up. No, it's essentially a game of softball. Everybody's in the outfield. Somebody pitches. Someone's up at bat, and I think you can catch it or you can get it on one bounce, right?
Mm,
and so
it sounds dope.
If you're hitting the ball, until somebody catches it or gets it on one bounce, and then the person who got it, they get to bat. And then the person at bat.
They want to catch it. They want to bat, right?
Yeah, because yeah, everybody wants to bat. Exactly. Yeah. So it's basically like you're scrambling to catch the hit. But if you're just like hitting grounders the whole time.
So you're like pushing people out of the way to fucking catch the ball and shit?
Is that what you would do, Blake? That's interesting.
I probably wouldn't.
Huh.
Time is a luxury for us, especially if you're a mom. That's why we need a skincare routine that's easy, fast, and gives us results. Plus, what if your products had thousands of five-star reviews, were natural and affordable? Well, say hello to Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Not sure where to start? I highly recommend the Work System. It's everything you need in one powerful package. Take out the guesswork with a proven routine that includes a gentle yet effective cleanser, a super skin toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. See what everyone is raving about. From serum sets to the always sold-out retinol alternative TBT cream, you'll find your perfect skincare match. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com for 20% off with code GETDIME. That's Dime. beautyco.com, code GETDIME for 20% off.
Hey, TII Nation, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible.
Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Like we said before, Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees. No, really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Boom. You just had a braingasm learning about how transparent Visible is.
Now head on over to Visible.com so you can switch. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What was your guys' favorite, like, playground game?
Piggy Bounce Out.
Steal the Bacon.
Was it Piggy Bounce Out?
Steal the Bacon.
We would play King of the Mountain a lot on, like, the snow.
Let's go grade. Let's go age. Can we go specific age?
Like elementary school. Like elementary.
So, like, fifth grade. Okay, fifth grade. Let's do that.
We would play, like, a fucking Warriors game of King of the Mountain.
Yeah.
That wasn't school section, though, right?
No, it wasn't.
Probably
it was
the yard duties would be like, quit playing that shit.
Yeah.
What?
For sure. It was a way to get very injured.
Did you guys play tetherball? I loved playing tetherball.
Ooh.
I never played. We didn't have that at my school. Mm-hmm.
What the fuck were the rules of tetherball? No one knew.
You just had to knock it to wrap it all the way around, right?
Yeah, but
right?
You had to agree on, like, if you could grab the rope. Those were called ropies.
Oh,
what? No, yeah. Of course you can't grab it.
What?
How you could play different with other people. There were different sets of rules.
Wait, but there you could never ever grab the rope.
No, you could.
If you allowed ropies, yes, you could.
You could if you allow ropies, and then you could really zing that
shit. Let me tell you what that is. That's a older brother doing that to a younger kid, and then him bringing that to school, and other people being like, yeah, all right, I guess he'll beat us up.
Okay, ropies now, because Daryl said
no, because you could really throw that shit hella far. Well, not far, but hard.
You also could do something called bottle caps. Do you guys remember? Do you remember bottle capping?
That's where you held it at the top of it.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
What does that mean? Held at the top of what?
You could catch the ball, grab it, and fucking throw it every time instead of just.
But that's like doing a thumb war and saying snake attack. It's like, what are you doing? That's not a thumb war.
Tag team. No,
we're like atomic bomb.
You play the game so damn much. Right. It's the thing. What's happening, Anders, is you play the game so damn much that you're just trying
to say my name in public.
You're just trying to fucking spice it up a little bit. Okay. You know what I mean?
That's not spicy though. That's essentially
so tetherball,
cheating.
We got some big tetherball guys that knew all the rules.
Well, I don't think it's cheating if you're both on the same playing field. If you have a discussion beforehand and you say, "Are ropies allowed?" Okay, ropies are allowed. Bottle caps? Yeah, man.
Fair
bottle
enough.
Caps. Then that's a fair game.
Yeah, then it's also not the game.
It's a okay. He's a purist. He's a tetherball purist.
You want to go play pickleball and then make up a bunch of new rules? It's no longer pickleball.
Okay.
Well, house rules, like if you can play a game where it's like, okay, if you hit it,
house
like, say pickleball.
Can't talk about pickleball again.
Just say pickleball.
Guys,
I'm just saying. I'm trying to speak his language.
It's a slippery slope.
It's like, yo,
slippery slope.
I don't know.
50-yard dash, but like, if you do it with your tongue out, you get an extra second. Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
Well, it's just
we're talking about being fourth grade. I'm talking about 10-year-olds. I don't know about you.
Sports have rules.
What do kids call smear the queer now? What do they call that now? Obviously, that's not the
what,
name.
Tetherball.
Tetherball.
No, smear the queer.
What?
They don't call it anything.
I don't know what game you're talking about.
We played a game. You guys don't know this game, for real.
I know the game.
Of course we know.
I'm asking what they call it.
You just tackle the person with the ball.
We never called it that.
What is that called?
Yeah, get him.
I don't think.
It's called get him. I bet it might be get him.
It's called Wayo.
It's crazy that was just the name of the game, and called it that, and you never thought of it being a bad name. It was just like the name of the game.
No.
Wait, hang on. I don't know if queer meant gay. It just meant like get the weirdo.
No,
because queer doesn't mean gay. It just means different, right?
Yeah, I guess I assume so. It definitely is homophobic, just for sure.
I don't know. I don't know if that was the genesis.
That shit's important.
Yeah, maybe that game was invented in the 50s when queer meant different, you know?
Yeah, right. Maybe.
Like gay didn't mean gay. Gay meant happy. Well.
I don't like this plot anymore.
To be fair, when we were playing it growing up, like I wasn't allowed to call it that.
Well, I mean, you know what they call a bundle of sticks, there, Chad.
This is another episode of...
Well, we'd never played at my house, and the house that we played at, they had bad parents, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Yeah, yeah. They would, once the good parents caught wind of it, they'd be like, oh, let's not play that.
Yeah. No, we don't, or at least don't call it that. Call it get them. I think
now they have, these ones are called, the new names are kill the guy with the ball, which is cool.
What?
A great game.
Okay, so
why does he got to be a guy? That's weird.
A little wordy.
Every man for himself football.
Every man? Okay, I'm offended.
Yeah, me too. Here's the best one. Ruffy up.
Oh, I think a Ruffy up.
I like Ruffy up. It's cool.
Ruffy up is off the charts.
I remember playing one day and I was wearing a t-shirt that was
Ruffy up.
My favorite shirt. It was a Shark Attack shirt. And then there was holes ripped out on the side like a shark.
Is this the Alcatraz shirt or just a Shark Attack?
No, it just said Shark Attack. And then there was like blood and like some cuts in the side of the shirt.
Classic. I think I saw you one time. As a kid.
Wearing that? Yeah.
Yeah, like on vacation. I think I might have saw you like.
Yeah, and you're like.
On a road trip.
That? I need that. Dude. We went to Chicago one time, so it's possible.
That was yours.
Went to Michael Jordan restaurant.
Went to Wrigley Field for sure. Got a bright pink Cubs hat. And my dad kept going, you sure you want that one?
You gotta play rough them up.
It was neon pink. And I'm like, hell yeah, this one. And he's like, are you sure? Okay. You don't want this blue one? No?
Yeah, it was the 90s.
This is like 93, 94 elementary school.
Hypercolor.
It was like hypercolor. And I'm like, no, this one. He's like, they got blue ones. And I'm like, I know. I don't want that one.
Your dad's a good guy, though. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he was just steering
he's
me,
just
right?
Looking out
he's
for
the
him,
product
man.
Of his environment. For
and
sure.
Yeah, he taught me how to play Smear the Queer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ruffy Up.
Called Ruffy Up. And I remember playing once and being so, they ripped my shirt off, but I was so, it was like my most athletic ability was that day. I came home not wearing any shirt, was shirtless.
The shirt that's already ripped
It's already ripped.
Fucking shark bite on it.
It for sure wasn't that great. I think I just made it to the end zone twice in the game, and normally I think I
got there an end zone?
Yeah, there's like a safe zone.
There's like a safety zone.
Oh, I thought it was just like go. Like you tried to like just be free as long as possible.
So you just grab the ball and run home.
Until like or just you dart around until you like get tackled or whatever.
No, we play with like little safe zones, like touch zones.
Oh, touch zones.
You know what we used to use for our safe zones in those games was like juniper bushes. So you would just jump as hard as you could into the fucking juniper bushes.
What does a juniper bush look
yeah,
like?
What's a yeah. juniper bush?
Well, you should know, Blake. That's who you obviously use the same one.
Oh,
dude.
Man, there's a lot of sticks and leaves and stuff.
Bend over, show me.
Yeah.
I think I kind of remember. They have like little like gray berries with spikes.
Yes, and they smell very pungent. They kind of like Christmas trees.
Mom would get pretty pissed if you jumped in the juniper bush too much.
Yep.
What? I wish we could go back to like those memories when we were kids and where you
beat
think
our
you're
asses.
Being...
Teach ourselves to do the splits.
Oh, man, if I could do that.
No, to look at like moments when you're like in your memory, you're like, God damn, that was like such a bright, shining moment for me that day
where
I was like the toughest guy on the field and my shirt got ripped off and I walked home. My mom's like, where's your shirt? And I'm like, I don't need it. And to look back at that moment and just see me
well,
out there.
Well, you're sunburned and have mosquito bites.
Like, yeah, like just kind of getting my ass kicked, barely getting away from these kids. They rip my shirt off. And I think it's like an amazing moment in my life.
Dude, if I have a perfect one of those, I remember this fucking kid tried to jump me in a bathroom. And I hang on. And okay. I round.
Sorry about that.
Hold up with it. I roundhoused kicked him.
Yes, dude.
Like hit him with a roundhouse kick, then he like went flying into the
See, he went flying.
A roundhouse
it
kick.
Worked.
How did it work? He went into like the stall door and like went into like there, and then I like walked out, and then afterwards he like, it was like a
you put on a leather jacket and sunglasses, and you're like. I guess my work is done here.
He came up to me after like basketball practice. I can't remember what it was. It was like fifth grade or something. He comes up and I'm like, dude, am I about to fight this guy again? And he's like, yo, where'd you learn how to do that kick? And I was like, fucking Showdown in Little Tokyo? Yeah, I don't know. Like,
yeah, it feels like you were just playing like too much Double Dragon.
Right, exactly. But like I landed a roundhouse. And
Street Fighter 2?
And like, not that it ended the fight, but I just left the bathroom after that. And then someone was like, where'd you learn that?
That's incredible, yeah.
I wish I could go back to him, like, just wherever you kicked him into, he just like sat there, like gathered himself, and he's like, that was a good ass kick.
Well, can you imagine how like dumb that
was
kick
camera
was?
There.
I know.
Yes, I wish there was a camera there in that bathroom with little Durs going, hi-ya, kicking this kid, having this kid also be a little bitch who just falls over.
He was a big kid, but he was kind of clumsy or whatever.
Yes.
You can say it.
Okay. A little clumsy.
I don't know. He was goofy. That's what I'm saying.
Wait, what goofy, did you sure. beat up a special needs kid, Anders?
Look, he wheeled right at me.
Wait a second.
No, I'm just saying.
This is a new way. Oh,
I don't know if it was an. It was not an unfair fight, but I was like.
Okay.
I'm okay. Like, let's put it this way. I was okay doing a roundhouse kick at this dude.
So he was a special needs kid. Is this what we're establishing?
But he was like taller than me, heavier than me. Big kid.
Okay. Big kid. All right.
Okay.
Special.
Okay. You are dodging the question.
Different school. learning.
Yes.
No. Regular kid went to my school.
Okay. All right. Okay. All
right. Regular. Okay. Yeah. Did you guys ever play Butts Up?
Oh, yeah. Butts Up was a good one, dude.
Is that like way up?
No,
Butts Up is great.
That's
Butts
just
up.
Dodgeball with kids
Butts
bending
up is
over.
Handball. It's handball where if you miss, you have to go put your hands on the wall and then people get to throw the tennis balls at your butt.
If you miss
at your
if
ass.
You miss what?
The wall.
If you like if you fumble it or something, like there's it has to be perfection.
Adam, do you know what's happening right now?
I don't know. It's
for
a lot
of don't remember Butts Up at all.
Let me get up. What's let me game? Get the Butts Up rules.
Well,
Butts
I think up. You had Butts to up. Bounce it once off of the ball wall and
cool.
then if
what?
You
how many people? What are we talking? Where
oh,
are you?
Oh, that's what it was.
Hey, we're trying to get the rules, dog.
Okay, say there was it doesn't it could have infinity people. You just needed to know who you were after. Okay. And they
so
bounce
there's 100,000 people.
Yeah, they let's say it's two people. You bounce it once, it has to hit off the wall, and then it bounces up. And then if the next player has to catch it, and if they drop it, they have to run and touch the wall before you throw the tennis ball and hit the wall. And if they throw the tennis ball and it hits the wall before you touch it, then you have to stand against the wall with your ass out, and they get to throw tennis balls at your butt.
Wait, so you pull your ass out?
No.
Did you have the fingers
maybe
crossed?
Maybe after school.
Did you have to pull your pants down? I don't remember pulling my pants down.
You don't have to, but you can.
Blake did every time, and it was his favorite game.
Yo, we're playing butts up, seven up after school. Be there or be square. You're by yourself.
Butts up.
Nobody's. Oh, I guess everybody's scared to play.
And Blake was really bad at the game. They kept throwing this ball at his
bare
ass.
You didn't have to go nude, dude. It was just like you were scared because they're going to throw a ball as hard as they can at your ass.
I got my hands on the wall.
Yo, the game is not butts up. The game is nuts up. Did we ever play that where you have to stand facing the thrower?
That's throw it the at game. Your dick?
Yeah, you have to watch.
No. That's when you tuck your nuts behind and it's a fruit basket, and that's what they aim for.
Oh my god,
yeah, that's cool. The bullseye.
I'm living a nightmare.
So Blake can finally feel something. Any takebacks? Apologies.
Are we there? Have you been timing?
Yeah, we're there.
Oh, strangle my nuts. I just want to feel something. Oh,
just like yeah. Love to feel something. Wait.
I got a take back. I'm sorry I say that sports need rules. I understand that evolution takes place and rules can change.
Okay, thank you.
But sometimes if rules change, maybe the name changes too.
Yes, the asterisk.
Okay, wow. Way to walk back an apology.
There's a what? Yes.
Asterisk. Am I saying that wrong? I feel like you've been on me.
Now you are. This you said it right there.
What was I saying? Asterisk?
You were saying like as if it was singular. Asterisk.
Oh, an asterisk? It can never be singular?
I don't know if that's the word.
I think it is singular.
Yeah,
but
I think it can be.
Yeah. With a ricks.
Right, right.
You so hit it with the never, ricks. Ricks are
you always...
And that's another episode.
Oh, my God.
This is important.
They don't know what just happened. Kyle fell out of his chamber. They don't know what happened.
Wow.
I slipped.
No, they got to watch. They got to watch on YouTube.
I'm all good. I'm all good.
If I find out that was fake, I'm going to be pissed.
No, I was very low in my chair. Lower than I've ever been. You saw my frame earlier. I was testing the bottom of my frame. I wanted to see how low I could get down here.
Okay.
You did it.
Sure, yeah. You might just fall right out of your chair if you sit like that.
And then if I lean forward, this is what happened. If I lean forward like this, my ass starts sliding, bro. And I don't have the upper body
strength. That might be good for butts out.
Nuts up.
Nuts up.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Freaking see ya.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.